Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again, this time driving past the big house on my right. This is your GoldenBlack.com drive home postgame podcast following Purdue's 84-76 win at Michigan. This is brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn, which does not have a location here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, so I will not be driving past it anytime soon. So, as I said, number three Purdue beats Michigan 84-76. Finished up as only an 8-point margin of victory. Does not matter one bit. But I think it was one of those games where Purdue had the opponent at arm's length the entirety of the second half, after kind of busting it open a little bit late in the first half. And just did everything it needed to do to just make sure Michigan never got within reasonable striking distance. There might have been a nervous moment or two here and there if you're really, really paranoid, but I don't think there was ever really any cause to really fret in the second half. Purdue had answers offensively for every moment that Michigan even gave you reason to think about the possibilities of that one getting away. Purdue is just a dominant offensive team, and just flexed its muscles when it needed to, pretty much every time, and really flexed its muscles on the offensive glass. That was as dominant an offensive rebounding game as I think I've probably seen, and I cover Purdue, so I've seen quite a bit of them. Now, a few of those were missed three-pointers. Purdue ran down and really, really made Michigan pay for those sequences. A lot of it was Zach Edey at the rim. Stop me if you've heard that one before. But even the loose balls that Purdue ran down on the missed threes, I think, had something to do with Edey, because I think they were so unnerved by him and they were so intent to put a body on him that I think that opened up little alleyways. This was a big game about, like, space and windows, pockets of space, in terms of other people being able to hit the offensive glass, other people being able to leverage the attention Zach Edey draws, things like that. And just a classic Zach Edey game for him, even if it didn't seem like he, you know, was dunking every time down or whatever. But he was the reason why Purdue dominated the offensive glass. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think 20-some points for Purdue came on second chances. 17 offensive rebounds, that number sounds right. But I don't have a box score here while I'm driving. I never got a box score, period. I've got it on my phone, but some good that does me when I'm talking into my phone while I'm driving down Stadium Avenue here in Ann Arbor. Anyway, Purdue dominated the offensive glass. You know, Zach Edey ends up with 35 and 15, but also some really timely baskets there in the second half. Just did everything, you know, you want the best player in college basketball to do in a game like this. And just really, really came through when Purdue needed him. At times, just fouled out Michigan for the second time this year. Their top two big guys, Tarris Reed and Will Cheddar, combined in two games with Purdue for 20 fouls. And yes, that means they both fouled out of both games. And Michigan was in foul trouble from pretty much the jump ball, because I think Tarris Reed picked up his first foul like 2 minutes into the game or something like that. So they dealt the whole game with foul trouble, subbing out guys with four fouls to put in other guys with four fouls, that kind of thing. And just the hidden productivity that comes with having Zach Edey on your team and a bunch of grinders around him. It's just a really good thing Purdue's got going here from a winning mix perspective. And, you know, it's not possible without Zach Edey. There's only so many things you can say about Zach Edey, and I've said every one of them already. So if I'm repeating myself, or if I'm just sounding like I'm insulting your intelligence because I'm telling you the obvious, that's pretty much where I am with things with this team and with this particular player. So my fault. So Zach Edey's really good, FYI. One of these teams today had Zach Edey, one didn't. That was the difference in the game. And that rippled out into all the other differences in this game. And because of all those things that happen most every game, starting with Zach Edey. Purdue is one more win away from at least a share of the Big Ten championship. That might sound redundant. That might sound like something that could be taken for granted, given how good Purdue is and how much better it is than the rest of the Big Ten. But I think that it's important for Purdue. It's important for, I don't know if it's important for you. I don't know where I was going with that. But I think it's something you don't want to take for granted, because you don't get these opportunities every year. And Purdue has had these really good teams. Purdue had a great team a couple years ago that didn't win the Big Ten. And I think that was reason for people to be kicking themselves after the season, that that team wasn't quite mature enough to just win enough games or not lose enough games, which is probably the better way to put it with that team, to win the Big Ten. And now you've had a couple of shots at making that right, and you're on the verge of doing it 2 years in a row. And I think that's a big part of Purdue's history. I think that's going to be a big part of this little era's legacy, Zach Edey's legacy, things like that. It's not done yet, but you know, the writing's kind of on the wall here. Purdue's ambitions do not stop with a Big Ten title. Let me make that perfectly clear before you start lighting up the comments here with stuff about Purdue being satisfied with the Big Ten title and not caring about the NCAA tournament. That is not true. Purdue cares about Big Ten championships. Purdue cares about the NCAA tournament. It's just they don't all happen simultaneously. You have to do what's right in front of you first. And I'll say this going to the Big Ten tournament here in a couple weeks. When there's a championship there to be won, go win the championship. People are going to say, oh, you know, it doesn't matter if you lose right away in the Big Ten tournament because you want to be fresh for the NCAA tournament. Well, no. If there's a championship there to be won, you win it. And Purdue is on the verge here of at least a regular season title. And hopefully, for their sake, they will hope more to come in the future. So that's really not a whole lot about this game. But I think that probably suffices. So from Purdue's 84-76 win at Michigan here in Ann Arbor, this is Brian Huber from GoldenBlack.com. Thank you once again to our friends at the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn. We appreciate all your support, and I would appreciate it if you like these podcasts to give us one of those five-star review things. Subscribe if you haven't already. I'd imagine you probably have if you're getting these things. But if you don't like these podcasts, you can go ahead and keep that to yourself. But I would appreciate it. Anything you can do to help us in that old algorithm would be much appreciated. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you again next weekend after Purdue plays Michigan State with a chance to earn a share of the Big Ten championship. So thanks, everybody.